Well, it's nice to have you here, especially on a day when we have two very special people with us. About once a month, we do our best to have what we call the Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month feature. Today, it's a big sister and a little sister. Sydney is here, along with her big sister, Helen. Hi, Sydney. How old are you?
Six.
It's nice to meet you. And can you tell me, I know you're not in school now, but are you going into first grade or second?
First.
And what's the name of the school you go to? Is it in Washington County?
Yes.
And it's very nice to have you here and listening today. Let's meet your big sister, Helen, first. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's nice to meet you. And do you live in Washington itself or somewhere?
I live close by in Canonsburg.
Oh, I know Canonsburg quite well. It's a nice area to live in. So tell me how you got involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We'll get us started.
I moved to the Pittsburgh area about 18 months ago from Houston, Texas. And I didn't know anybody here, so I thought this would be a really good way to get to explore the area and help out at the same time.
You have the most unusual southern accent I've
ever heard. I'm trying to get rid of my Texan accent.
All right, were you born in the UK?
Yeah, Manchester, England. Oh, and then I moved here for my job when I was 30.
I don't know if you just heard the little girl that was giving an ID just now is from Manchester in Pittsburgh. There's a neighborhood in Pittsburgh called Manchester.
I'm going to have to go explore. And
it's,
I didn't know.
It's very close to where we are. It's within walking distance from where we are. I should know why it has the name Manchester. There are some street. There's a Liverpool Street. There's a Sheffield Street. And I never thought about it until just now. There are some streets that would be associated with Manchester. It's an old neighborhood, too. What kind of work do you do?
I work in the oil and gas business.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And Sydney, can you tell me what it's like to have a big sister like Helen? What kinds of things do you do together?
We go swimming.
Swimming is pretty amazing.
And we go
to Kennywood.
Wow, you can both talk about that a little bit. First of all, you probably haven't been, not having grown up in Pittsburgh, you probably haven't been to Kennywood lots and lots of times, or
no,
have you?
That was my first time at Kennywood, so yeah, it was pretty exciting. We went on lots of rides that whip you around and shake your bones.
Do you have a favorite ride at Kennywood, Sydney, or are there some you really like?
There's one that goes upside down.
Do you remember what it's called?
The Aero 360.
And you like that ride? I'm not good at the ones that make you go upside down or backwards. Anything else I'm pretty good at. Are there rides you don't like?
Like the Black Widow.
Yeah, that would be one just by its name alone that would scare me a little bit. What do you like to eat when you go there?
The funnel cake.
Yes, funnel cake is good. We need like just regular funnel cake stores that sell funnel cake all the time. Who else is in your family, Sydney?
My brother, my mom, my dad,
and
my three grandmas and my one aunt.
Oh, and do you have any pets?
We have two cats.
We have two cats. Their names are Gracie and Mimsy. One's gray, like her name. One's kind of brownish. What are your cats' names?
Baby and Silver Fox.
Are they related? Mine are sisters.
Sisters.
Yeah. Are your sisters too? That's nice. And so you've got a brother. What's your brother's name?
Trey.
Is he, how old is he?
13.
Okay, so it's nice to have a big sister, somebody you can hang out with. I have two big brothers, but I wouldn't have minded having a sister, too. How has having Sydney in your life been a change for you, Helen?
Oh, it's been great. We've been able to get out and explore the area and do lots of things that I probably wouldn't do otherwise, like the double-decker bus ride and going up the incline and the children's museum. Uh-huh. And lots of swimming. So it's been fun.
That's great. And you swim in a pool near where you live?
Or? Mm-hmm. In Washington.
Very, very nice. Sydney, have you thought at all about what you might like to be when you get older?
I'm a teacher.
How come?
I don't know why. I just want to be a teacher.
Do you have a teacher you really like, or yes. Have you had them? You'd probably be a very good teacher, especially if you want to be a teacher. Do you think you would teach in an elementary school or a high school?
A high school.
That's a very good thing to think about. Would you teach a certain subject?
Yes, English.
And do you like to read?
Yes.
Are you reading a book now? I mean, not now, but like when you go home and like if you felt like reading, is there a book you're in the middle of?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a fairy tale book.
So it's got lots of different fairy tales in it? Those are nice. Do you have a fairy tale that you read in it that you really liked?
No.
Not any that come to mind? Are they classic fairy tales? Like from?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I'll bet you Helen likes to read too, at least I'm guessing.
Oh, love to read, yeah. I remember when I was a child, my mum taught me to read really early, so she could always buy me a book and keep me quiet, I think.
So you guys see each other maybe every couple of weeks, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm, every two weeks.
And how do you keep in touch when you're not actually with one another?
Oh, we text sometimes.
Well, that's cool. You're texting Sydney and you're six. My goodness. So I have a question for you, Sydney. If we have puzzles on the radio here all the time, inviting kids to call in. Do you think we should have a way for kids to text in, too, if they wanted to text their answers to us or participate by text?
No.
No? Just calling?
Yes.
That's giving me good data. I'm getting good market research here. Because sometimes I think text would be a lot of fun. Do you have to use somebody else's phone to text, or do you have your own?
I have my own.
That's pretty amazing. It's a good thing. Pam is here also from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Do you know the history of these guys?
And, yes. I've been their match support specialist. And they were matched December 12th, I think. No, December 19th. They'll be matched for a year.
Wow.
2012, they never matched.
Seems like longer to me. Now, there's a term in all the years we've been doing Big Brothers Big Sisters features, match support specialist. And I knew there would be support. So every pair has a specialist that can really help you with things that have come up in the past. They've got the experience to make this a relatively easy transition for you as an adult and as a child. What are some of the things you do?
Right. We do once a month as match support specialists. We contact the big sister, big brother, the parent, and the child. So once a month we're speaking to them and we just ensure that the communication is going well with everyone, that everyone's safe, and that everything's going well. So we're pretty much enhancing the relationship and developing it. And yeah, it's great.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters that we should know about?
Oh, gosh. Everything's new. We just had our big picnic, as you know. Thank you so much for helping us. And
we had a ball. We were talking with bigs and littles from present and past.
It's fun. It's fun. We're going to have a picnic out in Washington County. We're actually from Washington and Greene County, which a lot of people don't know that we're out there. We're a satellite office. And so 2015, we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary. And in Washington County, we just had our big sister of the year, Roberta London, threw out the first pitch for the Wild Things. That was last week, so that was a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. And we had Putt for Kids' Sake out in Washington County, which is it's a match outing as well as a little fundraiser. So we do a lot out in Washington and Greene County, too.
Well, that's great. And is it the same website?
Yes, same. BBBSPGH.org. Yep.
BBBSPGH.org. If you had to describe how your life's changed since your sister entered it, do either of you have a way to sort of capsulize that or explain the difference?
I think we have a lot of fun together. It's good fun planning what we're going to do and then going out and doing activities that are always different and exploring the region.
Anything to add, Sydney? Kind of hard to describe a little bit. One thing I wanted to ask you, Sydney, is do you like to play outside?
Yes.
What do you like to do?
I like to play football with my brother and soccer with my
That's good.
Friends.
Can you, with football, like, how are you at passing?
Really good.
Are you good? It's hard to hold a football with a hand your size. How about, do you punt or kick, too?
No.
That's a little bit hard. And our soccer, are you playing on a team?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I brought a couple things for you. I have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use anytime. Don't have to use it today.
Thank you so much.
And I have a radio broadcasting patch for you that you can, you could even go to the make shop. There's a sewing machine up there on your way out and sew it to your clothes if you want. And I have a couple SLB pencils. They're not sharpened for your convenience. You can sharpen them when you get them home. I really want to thank
you.
All three of you for being here. And Sydney and Helen, you're such an example of a wonderful match. And happy early first anniversary. It's nice to be able to say that to you beforehand. Pam, anything else you'd like to add?
I wanted to tell you one other thing. We're so proud of Helen. She climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, which is a huge feat.
Now, Helen, you hold out. You
so modest.
Look at you. Now, are you a geologist by any chance? You
I mentioned, am, actually, yes.
No, and my wife's a geologist as well. And so here you are getting to the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro and also in oil and gas. You would be going pretty deep into the earth. So you must be a woman of extremes, I guess. Wow. Have you two gone hiking together in the woods at all?
No. Not yet, but it's on our plan of things to do.
Oh, that's terrific. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
And our thanks to Helen and Sydney and Pam and BBBSPGH, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, PGH.org is how you can get in touch with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And thank you to Pam and to Sydney and to Helen. And why don't you consider getting involved with Big Brothers, Big Sisters? 12 before 11 here in the East, 12 before 8 in Phoenix.
When you ask how I've been.